Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones. How are you today? Well, welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I am so grateful that you're able to join me today. I've had a challenging couple of days. I don't know if many of you know that I am also a real estate agent, and I have been working on getting a house ready to sell, and I've been renovating two houses at one time, and it's been a little challenging, but hey, you know, God is good, and we just keep praising the Lord and keep pressing on, Okay, so it's great. I'm glad to be alive, and I'm glad to be here with you today, and we just give God grace and thankfulness to allow us to be here another week. So, again, I want to welcome all of my old listeners. I welcome you. You are the ones who keep me going and keep me motivated and keep me moving in the right direction. I am grateful for you. I am so, so grateful for all the new people who join us today. I am grateful for you also because you helped me to keep growing and keep the numbers going. And we are so grateful. We are a worldwide ministry. We have listeners in five or six foreign countries, as well as in the United States, and we are growing and expanding, and that's a beautiful thing. So, and it's through your listening and to you sharing this information with your friends and family, and more people coming on, is helping us to grow really to a real powerful number. We're well over 17,500-17,600 listeners now. So we're grateful that the Creator has given us an opportunity, given a platform to be able to do this. I tell people all the time, I am just a vessel to be used to be able to bring forth a word and a little information to you. And I don't consider myself as a minister to in the aspect of ministering or preaching to you. I am here just to remind you, because a lot of my listeners are pretty well in tune and well aware. Most of my listeners are probably people who are into metaphysics and New Age information. And to all of you who are not, and only for the first time, I guess I got to do a disclaimer. This is not your traditional church type of situation. There's no, we don't live in any dogma. We don't live in a box. We take knowledge and teaching from all religions and all practices that are positive and of consciousness. Okay, so we are expanded. We don't criticize any other religion or any other form of worshiping, but we embrace all. So everybody's welcome here. I don't care whether you're Buddhist, Baptist, Christian, Islam. You're welcome. Everybody's welcome here because this is about truth and knowledge. And that is why we try to show based on that information. So that expands the audience. So you don't have to come here and worry about someone chastising you and telling you got to conform to this or conform to that. No, we don't do that. I bring you information, and you take the part of it that is good for you, and the rest of it you leave on the side. Okay, so I'm not here to try to chastise you or conform you in any way. I'm just bringing forth to you and reminding you of the information that most of you already know, but you may not be conscious of it now. It may not be in your eyesight or your mindset there, but most of you know this information that I'm bringing forth, and you may have forgotten it, you know, over the years, all depends on how long you've been here on the planet. It just may have not something that's come into your consciousness as of yet. But you are all aware. The Creator gave all us the same gifts to be able to understand and have awareness and consciousness of things to happen. So I'm just grateful that you taking your time out of your day to day to come and spend an hour with me and in the audience. And we want to be able to leave you or give you the information to be able to go forward and to have a really productive day and productive week. We want to be able to give you information that you can utilize. When I speak to you guys, beloved ones, I'm speaking to you for based on things that can be practically used today to improve the quality of your life. I'm not looking, trying to figure out the here and there and the by and by. I want you to be able to live a opulent and positive and healthy life today. I want to bring you this information so you can utilize it today to improve the quality of your life, okay? So for all of you who have been listening to me for a while, you know that I always open my show with a prayer because I do believe in the power of the universal God force that allowed me to bring forth this information to you, and I need his help and or her help. You know, we're into Mother, Father, God in this ministry, so we're going to bring forth that energy to help us to move forward and to bring the message to you. And I just want to be a vessel and allow that creative flow to flow through me to be able to give you what you may need or what you're waiting to hear today. Okay? So let's begin with a prayer. Mother, Father, God, we are so grateful that we're here today. We're so grateful that you have given us another week of life to be able to get it together, to move forward. And we know that you are the source of all things in the universe. And we're just asking and anticipating the oneness that you have for us, that we are grateful for this physical body that we have. We're grateful for our temples, that these temples have been perfected and utilized, and we are free from disease and disorder. And we're just grateful. And even if we have something that is not perfect in our bodies, we do not hold on to them as being ours. We know that the physical body sometimes have challenges, but we know that, God, that you are bigger and that all things are moving through. So we embrace and accept it as it is. And we know that sometimes even our physical challenges help us to grow, to move to higher states of consciousness. So we embrace all of it, knowing that you are the source. We know that we're connected to you, God, just like a wave is connected in the ocean, that we grow together. We know that you are not separated from you. We are all together, and that we do not have to look outside of ourselves to recognize who you are and recognize that which is. All we have to do is just look in, turn in, and call upon that I am present that live inside of us, that helps keep us to growing and help keep us moving forth. We know that we are part of that group, that part of that collective consciousness that is there. So we are just giving grace and gratitude. And we give praises and grace for our world, our planet. We pray that all things work together for the good. We know that things are happening and we may not have full understanding of what it is, but we walk by faith and not by sight, knowing that all is well and knowing that we are moving in the right direction. We keep our eyes focused on that inner I am presence, and we do not allow ourselves to get consumed by the outer world and the things that's happening in the outer world, but we stay focused on our I am presence that help us to move forward and help us to stay positive and help us to grow. So we thank you for the opulence and for the health and the great relationships and all that has showed up in the last week and that continue to show up in our lives. So we're so grateful, God. We say thank you. Thank you. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Well, thank you, Creator, for allowing that to flow through and come through. Today's talk is something that's pretty second nature to me because I've been practicing meditation for over 44 years. And so it's second nature to me. I cannot even imagine life without it. And so it is something I can share with you from the heart. This is not a lesson that I need to come to you about any theory or anything that I really read or had to do in the hard, intense studying to be able to bring forth to you, because this is a life that I live. And I know that it works because I have actually been practicing. I wouldn't be doing something for 44 years if it didn't work. People do things for a long period of time that don't work, but I'm not one of them that will allow myself to participate in an activity that I'm using in my life that will not bring in positive results, okay? So today's topic is the art of meditation. And I like it because it is artful to me. It is something that you create and something that you are a creator. The more you do it, the more you're able to create and to realize the benefits of it. So you're creating this energy and this flow, and it becomes part of you. And you are a meditation artist, you know. So that's a good thing. Now, meditation itself has been around, beloved ones, for eons. For many, many years, people have been meditating. Probably ever since humankind been on the planet, there's been some form of meditation taking place and some form of this energy that's going on. But over the last 60 years, at least, meditation has become more popular in the West. And thank God there has been yogis and different teachers who have brought the energy and the knowledge from the East, and it has brought it here into the Western society. And it's been great. Now, I'm not saying that there wasn't people who were profound and knew about meditation before then, but it wasn't as collectively conscious as it is today. Meditation now is pretty much mainstream. People are using it on all levels and all aspects, including government and different places, hospitals, schools. Are utilizing meditation for the growth of their workers and for students to be able to learn and to be more relaxed and be able to enhance their lives. So it's great. It has really flourished. Then most of my new age and metaphysical people sort of grasp to meditation during the growth of that process. As the new age and new age and metaphysical kind of lifted up and kind of became more conscious and more aware in America, meditation sort of one of them things that sort of followed that movement and also helped that movement to grow and to help people become more conscious of that. So it's all kind of worked together. And so we understand that it is part of that thought. Although I would not say that meditation is a new age technique or a metaphysical technique. It is a metaphysical technique, can be anyway. But, you know, in a lot of ways, meditation, it has scientific proof. A lot of meditation is based on science itself and the interaction of the human mind. So it is not so much of a ritual of religious. Some of it is based on science, and it's a good thing. Okay, so, and I'm not here, beloved one, to try to push any type of meditation. Okay, I respect, just like I respect all religions, I respect all meditations because they all have some benefit in some form. It's just that you need to find a technique that works for you, that's what you follow. Like I said, I've been doing it for 44 years now, and I cannot imagine a day waking up where I would not meditate. And I'd be grateful to say probably for 44 years, I have maybe missed a morning meditation maybe about 10 times, and that because I was hospitalized. I was in the hospital maybe about 8-9 years ago, and it was very difficult for me to be able to do my meditation there. I did a little bit, but not at the level that I would normally do. So I say out of 44 years to miss 10 days is pretty good. And it has worked very, very well for me. It is something that has really, really made a difference. Now, let's just talk about meditation in the East first, because there are some yogis and siddhas who have literally separated themselves from their families in order to be able to do this program, in order to be able to do the long-term meditation process that they do. And they go away, and some of them actually go away into retreats, and they go into, some go into inner caves. I don't know if that happened as much in modern times, but I know at one point during the East, and especially in India and different places of the world, people would go into caves and meditate for years, you know, hours at a time, and be quiet and be still and to be able to do that. And those people who were meditating at that level was meditating pretty much based on a spiritual level. Their meditations were based on them seeking to connect to their God self. And this was the way that they quietened their mind and just went in very deep until they were able to make that contact with that I am present inside of them and to be able to reach that state of God consciousness. And some of them did. And thank God that they did, because when they reached that God consciousness, they were able to come out and teach and bring this teaching to other parts of the world. So that was a good thing. So they, you know, through their teaching, they sacrificed the time to refine and become more powerful. And like I said, they were connected to their God consciousness. And beloved ones, when you get to your God consciousness, that's when you begin to see miracles happen. That's when you begin to see things that happen based on instantaneous thoughts that come into fruition. Beloved, Jesus was operating at God consciousness. That's how he was able to do the miracles and do the things that he was able to do. Now, Jesus is not the only person that was on the planet that operated on that God consciousness. There were many yogis and many wise beings who were able to obtain their God consciousness. And they could do the same gifts and miracles that we read about with Jesus, where there were other enlightened ones doing that same kind of teaching, that same kind of healing, and that same kind of magical and mystical kind of things going on because of their level to be in that God consciousness. And it is said that there were yogis that were able to produce corn, gold, in the midst of the air just by their thoughts, and gold would show up in their hands. And all kinds of things they were able to do. They were able to lay their physical bodies down and go wherever they choose to go in the astral plane or wherever they went and came back and picked their bodies up and sort of able to do those kind of things because of being in that God consciousness state that they reached. That's how they were able to be creative and manifest the miracles that they are. And working toward the God consciousness is something that we all should have and desire in our minds to want to do. Now, whether you will reach that in this incarnation, I don't know. Something that each person will do at their own pace and when it is deemed to do. But we all should be striving to reach that God consciousness. Okay? Now, the pace in the West is somewhat different. You know, these people went and meditated for a long, long period of time. But the pace in the East, the pace in the West is different from the pace in the East. Most people in the West, they have a tendency to focus more on the material world. And when you focus on the material world, you find yourself having less time to be able to maintain and do what you need to do in your spiritual world. So you start to get caught up in that, you know, and that making money and having things and being things other than being creative and allowing your God energy to flow. And there's nothing wrong with that, but you got to have balance. But now even in the East, especially in India, there's balance being taking place where people are now focusing on also attaining material things and possessing material things. So you're seeing that balance being played. And also you're seeing this balancing taking place even in the West now, where people are tuning into the aspect of their spirituality and manifestations and things of that nature. So I would assume that there's a lot of people, a lot of spirits that have come out of India that have now reincarnated into the Western world, into Europe, into America now. So a lot of us have already had that experience of being in India or on the Himalayas, wherever that kind of knowledge was coming out, even out of Mother Africa, you know, which was the birthplace of most knowledge, came out of Egypt and out of that part of the world. But anyway, a lot of us have reincarnated into the Western society. So that's why we are bringing forth that new spiritual energy is really happening now, because there's a lot of spiritual growth going on here in America right now. And that's a beautiful thing, because we surely need that. Okay? Now, the meditation that is being done here in the West has been watered down to fit into society that we are now living in. And we need that time. People need that time to, they don't have time to go into a retreat and meditate for 7-8 hours a day or whatever. So they need to be able to function well. And I'm not saying that the Western meditation experiences have not been deep, because they are, and they have been for many, many years. Now, most people in the West who practice some form of meditation usually do it for 20 minutes to an hour, you know, and then they come out and go into the productive day of society and doing their work and living in the capitalist system. They get out and go and be functional and come back home and do the program. And if people are able to do that, that's a beautiful thing, beloved one, to be able to meditate twice a day to do. Because your morning meditation wake you up, bring you feeling zest and full of energy and full of life and able to move forward on with in that state of awareness and consciousness. And when you come after your day of laboring and doing your work, you come home and you meditate in the evening, it removes the stresses of the day and mellow you out and just keeps you and keep you calm and be able to keep you focused to be able to be productive. Now, meditation, 20 minutes of meditation is equal to several hours of sleep when you're doing just basic meditation. Now, when you are doing the advanced programs, like I do, the Siddha program, part of the TM organization, your meditation is, you know, usually an hour. I'm in for usually an hour, hour 15, hour 20 minutes twice a day. And it is equivalent to 5 hours of sleep. And that's pretty powerful. So you can, even if you didn't have a restful night's sleep at night, because some of us don't need the same level of sleep. Now, I'm one of them people who don't need a lot of sleep, you know, and when they tell you, oh, you got to have 8-9 hours of sleep, that's crap all. I usually get maybe 4 hours, you know, sometimes 5. That's a real exception to the fact. But, you know, I wake up and I meditate and feel like I've been asleep for 24 hours, you know, so the meditation is that powerful and that clarifying in my mind and helpful to work forward. So now, like I said before, I'm a Siddha, which is an advanced form of transcendental meditation. And thank God for transcendental meditation. It is is a very powerful tool and a very powerful technique that Maharishi bought from India, and knowledge that was passed down from his teachers, and he was one of the ones who brought that form of meditation here on the into the Western society. Like I told you earlier, I'm not here to push any particular form of meditation, but that's just the one that I happen to graduate to, was chosen. And that was, you know, in my consciousness to be that. I started meditating in 1977, I think it was. And it's been a wonderful journey. So, yeah, that's great. Now, in this group of Siddhas that I'm a part of, there are some of those individuals who are committed to do long programs. And they do these long programs because they are trying to affect the consciousness of the world. And they do this knowing that they're sending out this energy and vibration. So they do these programs sometimes for an hour and a half to 3 hours twice a day. So they may be meditating 5 to 6 hours a day, twice a day. But they, when you usually when they're doing that kind of program, there's nothing, they are not working, and they are just able to have that time to be able to take out of their lives and be able to do these long programs. And like I said, they do these programs because it helps them to, they feel they're helping to create consciousness on the planet. And that's a very powerful thing. When these groups get together, they have a direct effect on the collective consciousness of the world. It is very, very true that that's true. And as a matter of fact, there have been studies and there have been trials done to show that that can be verified, that group meditation can affect the overall conditions in our society. And it's called the collective consciousness, okay? By the way, there's also been groups who have done prayers, who came together to pray for large numbers and also have effect. But the meditation, we know definitely does have effect, and we know the prayers work as well. But back in the 70s, over 7,000 meditators got together for a couple of weeks, and they practiced their group meditation together in Washington, D.C., and the crime rate fell, and especially within 10 to 15 to 20 miles from where they were meditating from, that the crime rate went down. But it went down overall across the city, but predominantly within that range, it really fell. And so that was a part of the collective consciousness that went forth there. And there are statistics where they kept statistics, and it is proven that the crime rate actually did fall in the Washington, D.C. area. See, because meditation itself produces vibrational frequency. And these vibrational frequencies have an effect on society, and it has the impact. So meditation not only has an impact on you, the meditator, but you have an impact on people around you. So if you're the only person in your house meditating, you are affecting your family members. They may not realize it, and they might even know what's happening. You are being affected. Now, if you are practicing an advanced program, a sit-out program, you could be affecting a whole city block, a whole small town, because of the program that you are doing and that energy and that vibration that you are putting out and allowing it to go out into the universe. So that is a beautiful thing, beloved one, because meditation is not really about you yourself. It benefits you, but you're also helping society. Now, unfortunately, and you're going to find this in some parts of society about it, that there are some Christian believers who believe that meditation is an evil practice. I don't know where they got that from, where it come from, where their teaching came from, where that is, because meditation was even done back in the early days of, you know, man, what comes to where that's one of those things that Christianity got sideswiped again and got hostage to some person's crazy belief, you know, that meditation has an effect, is evil and have an effect on that. But you know what? People have a right to their own belief. So I'm not going to, you know, condemn them for what they believe, but I will say they are totally wrong on this one, because meditation only enhances one's spiritual and religious beliefs and system. Because if you're feeling good and you recognize that you're feeling good, it makes you want to be more in tune to your God self, to be able to be in tune to that feel, because you're feeling good. You have no reason to not embrace the teaching that you have. Meditation is in no way here to replace your spiritual and religious beliefs. Meditation is one of those tools here to enhance your life and all aspects of your life, not to take away from your life in any way, in any form that is not necessary to do so. You need to understand that working with meditation will do nothing but enhance your life and make your life better. Okay? It's one of those things. Meditation, definitely makes your spiritual life more powerful, and could really open my eyes up and really woken me up. And I would say if I wasn't doing meditation, I don't know if I would even be doing this program today. It has given me that much clarity to be able to do, along with my teachings on my metaphysical and spiritual teachings this is, has definitely opened up many, many opportunities and benefits to me. So let's talk a little bit about the benefits that meditation can bring for us and provide for us, because that's important that you have some clarity about that. But before we get into that, let me just clarify something with you, because a lot of people get confused about meditation and contemplation. See, people, contemplation is looking at something mentally, thought, putting your thoughts focused on something for a long period of time. That's contemplating. When you sit there and think about something for a long period of time, you are actually contemplating that thought. See, I heard people say many times, oh my goodness, I can't control my mind. I try to meditate, thoughts keep coming and thoughts keep coming. But I have times where I can think about something and hold on to it. When you're thinking and focusing on some specific thing that you want to happen or some specific thing in your life, you are actually in a state of contemplation. Okay? Now, meditation is different from that, because meditation, you do not control, beloved one. This human mind that you have, this spiritual mind you have, you cannot control the flow of thoughts, okay? That's not a necessity to be able to meditate. Matter of fact, your thought processes are part of the meditation. So you welcome the thoughts, okay? It flows freely. Your thought flows freely in the meditation process, see? And that's one of the big differences that you have. You will experience when you're meditating versus contemplating. You're going to have thoughts, and that's okay. Don't say, I can't meditate because I can control my thoughts. Nobody controls their thoughts. Your thoughts keep coming regardless of what. But now, in most cases of meditation, unless you're doing creative visualizing meditation, you're doing visual meditation to someone, doing a guided visual meditation for you where someone is talking you through a experience of relaxing you and allowing your mind to go into a delta state and tell you and have you to visualize and have you to see things. You know, that's called visualization meditation, and that's a good thing too, and that works. But we're talking about mind mostly to speak today about meditation where you are given a mantra or you're given a symbol. And with this mantra or symbol, is something that you repeat in your mind, or the symbol is something that you bring it into your mind's eye. And every time that you do this, your mind will, every time you produce the mantra, your mind will begin to go to that quiet place in your side of you. You will begin to become quiet inside of you. And through that quietness, you will begin to understand that that is something that is part of the meditation. And when you go into that quiet state of your mind, that is where your mind is beginning to create itself from and creating this vibration. Now, when you go into that quiet state, you're going to have thoughts. But sometimes when you do the mantra will take you to the point you might not hear the thoughts as loud, but then the thoughts will come and continue to come. And when you get to a point, you will actually go back to the mantra, okay? You go back to the mantra and start repeating the mantra, and that will make the difference in your life, okay, and your meditation. And every time you do that, we call that diving, going deep into your consciousness. So we allow that meditational thought to come and to go in, and we to begin more powerful. Okay, so we need the mantra. The mantra is the process which quietens your mind and help your mind to go to that quiet place and escape. But like I say, even while you're going to the quiet place, you are not going to stop thinking. And the thoughts are part of that whole process, and it helps you to help your meditation. Okay? Now, when you get in that quiet place, though, that is when you begin to vibrate at a different frequency. Every time you go to that quiet place, your mind begins to send out signals of peace and tranquility and positiveness and all the blessed and good things. You're vibrating at that level. And the more you introduce the mantra, the more that you're creating that goodness and wellness inside of you, but not only are you creating inside of you, it is coming outside of your physical being into your aura. See, we all have an aura around your body, and your aura usually extend anywhere from 12 inches out to 24 inches out, and that vibrational frequency comes through your aura, and once it gets in your aura, then it goes out into the universe and go out into society, and those people who are around you and those people who are part of your life, they will begin to feel that they know that something special is going on. If you have, if you're one of these people on the night who have not started meditating as of yet and want to start meditating, once you begin to meditate, you don't even have to tell anyone that you're meditating or you're doing right. They will feel the difference. They will know the difference. They'll know that something is happening inside of you that wasn't happening before. It's just that energy that comes out of you that will affect your process and affect your energy level and begin to really make a difference in your life. Now, let's speak a little bit more about the mechanics of the mantra. And the mantra itself has effect, beloved ones, on your right and left hemispheres of your brain. Okay? We have two sides. There's a left side and there's a right side inside of your brain. But every time that you meditate, those two portions of your brain become more synchronized. And that is the key to manifestation and to creativity-ness. The more you can synchronize the left and right hemispheres of your brain, the more powerful it will become. More powerful it will become to produce the things that you so desire. So in other words, when your brain become more synchronized, your thoughts become more powerful, beloved one. Then you'll be able to create it, and things will begin to show up in your lives based on the desires that you have, based on what's in your subconscious mind. We can't take that away, but you will begin to create more of the things that you so desire versus things you do not desire to show up in your life. So that is coming through the synchronization of the left and right hemispheres of your brain. Okay? So that is a beautiful thing for that to happen. And whenever you do that, it is produced more powerful for effect on you. People who meditate together, though, help to bring about a more of a peaceful and cohesive society. Yeah, let me say that to you together. When people meditate as a group, it helps bring about more peace and cohesive in the world. And God knows if there was ever a time that we need more cohesive and peace in the world, is now. Do you know that if we could get 20%, maybe not even that much, 15% of the world population would start meditating today, we would see an instantaneous shift in the world as a whole by tomorrow. It is that powerful, beloved ones. That energy will shift. And we can get, so the key is, and the goal is to try to get more people to and meditate and do some form of meditation, regardless of what form it is, take on that group meditational mentality and realize that you are making an effect. Yes, you are improving the quality of your own in life, which is an amazing thing. But not only that, you're creating cohesiveness in society, and you're making the world more peaceful. And the Transcendental Meditation Organization, they like to use the term heaven on earth, they're through the group meditation is creating heaven on earth. And like I say, we need that right now more than any time in my existence of time. I'm almost 70 years old. I've never seen the planet so unbalanced with the energy going on and what's happening. So we want to keep on meditating and keep bringing that back. We need to bring that back. I told you the story about 7,000 people were able to do that. So just imagine a couple million people meditating all at the same time. It would be mystical, brothers and sisters. It would be mystical. You would feel the energy. It would just be a totally turnaround in the world. with that many people putting out that kind of creative positive energy. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about the benefits of TM itself. TM definitely, or not TM so much, but meditation as a whole, okay, has an effect on your mental aspects. Meditation helps to eliminate stress, which builds up in the physical body. And beloved one, this is what causes most disease. Dis-ease is built up from stress that is allowed to build up into our body and affect our organs. So, and most of us, you know, with the current politics of today and all the other stuff going on and the news and all in your job and your family situation, people are going through a lot of struggles right about now. So people are becoming very stressful. So this stress has got to come out in some way. Sometimes in stressing people mentally go off and do crazy, bizarre things. That's because they are overstressed, okay? But not only that, stress causes defects in your cells and in your DNA structure. DNA structure, it causes those cells not to vibrate at a level. And next thing you know, you come down with a dis-ease, okay? So this is so important that you learn to meditate. It will help you to eliminate the stress out of your body and give you a better opportunity to have a more healthier life, okay? That's, to me, that's the number one thing for meditation, is to be able to create a stress-free body so you can vibrate at a higher level, okay? The world, the collective consciousness is important. You got to take care of yourself as well. And yourself and your first priority be taking care of your individual physical body. And meditation will do that to help you in your process. Okay? So learn some form of meditation. Number two, talk about blood pressure. Meditation has been proven to affect and lowering your blood pressure, beloved ones. And so and in the certain communities and certain groups, blood pressure is something that is so high and so out of control, you know, especially in the African-American community, in the Hispanic community, Native American industry, there is record numbers of high blood pressure within those communities. And that basically, a lot of it is coming from stress and diet, mostly stress. And it is something that has to be taken care of because it is causing a problem with high blood pressure. And with, even with the COVID virus, people who have high blood pressure stand a greater chance of the pandemic virus affecting you more because of your blood pressure. Now, this, and it's a proven fact. If you go online and you can see a Google meditation and high blood pressure, and see that this is a fact. Now, I'm not talking about no theory here. This is a fact that meditation affects your blood pressure. There have been studies done at Howard University in Washington, D.C. There were studies done with older African-Americans who were on high blood pressure medicine and taking high blood pressure, where they were taught to be able to meditate. And there was not long before most of those individuals' blood pressure would lower to the point where they could stop taking medication for their condition, okay? So that worked for them, okay? And that was something that was important. And just go and Google it. Don't take my word for it. You can find out for yourself that that is a fact, okay? Meditation has an effect on your heart. It help to regulate the pulse in your heart. And when your body is being calm and your heart beats slow down. Meditate, you can meditate to the point where you can almost not even recognize that you are having a heartbeat. You can get so still and so quiet, your body quiet down, that your heart does not beat at a faster pace. It actually takes the time and slows down, and that's a good thing to have your heart not racing and going to that level. Now, I have to say to you, beloved one, I am not a medical doctor, okay? And you must always consult your medical profession when you're doing anything that improve or make a difference in your heart and your overall health. So I'm not giving you any medical advice. I'm just telling you about the benefits of this process. But if there's anything, so don't go back and say, hey, I listed a guy on Reddit and he told me to do this and do this and my health. And no, I'm not telling you to do that, beloved one. You can still consult your physician if you're having a health condition. But if you do these things and do the research for yourself. There's enough information out there where you can go and look for yourself, beloved one. You don't have to so much listen to me. I'm just giving you a guide and waking you up to something. But it's up to you to take it to the next level and do the research to make sure that is happening with what I'm telling you, okay? So you can prove it for yourself. The next thing I'll talk to you about how meditation improves the quality of your relationships. Yes, it's easy. When you're happy and you're feeling good, people are morally attracted to you. You know, people, they might not know why they're attracted to you, but they are attracted to you because of your energy and your level. Meditation makes you happier, beloved ones. I'm not saying that that's not a moment that come through, that you don't have a moment of discontent or things not going perfect. But overall, when you meditate, you are a much happier person. And people can feel that energy. They know that something is different. That's what I'm saying. People come to you and say, what are you doing? Why are you different? What's happening? They can feel that energy in you. And you'll wake up feeling invigorated and feeling good. And so people feel that when they know that you're in that state. And they may not know why they're feeling that. And then I just enjoy being around that person and something about that person. And people just like him. Or like her. Well, I don't know what's going on. What makes him so special? And you know, when you meditate, you're creating that stillness inside of you. And most people want to be still and calm. And meditation has that effect where it brings that calmness and peace inside of you. And so it is being projected through your aura into the masses and people around you. And they get caught up in you and they don't even know why. But it's the fact that you are meditating and you are becoming more peaceful and quiet within yourself. Next thing, meditation enhance or give consciousness to your mental alertness. You become more mentally alert when you meditate. You become more aware, and actually it simply just makes you a sharper person. You're able to see things and able to be aware of things. And one of the greatest benefits I've found for meditation is my increase in my intuitive intuition. It helps me to be able to be more in tune to things that are happening around me, and it gives me insight even in the things that others may not or others be aware of. You can intuitively know it's going to happen. You begin to become more intuitive and aware of things to be able to see things into your future. Because your intuitive intuition sharpens and makes you really sharp, that you can really begin to look inside. You want to know what's going on around you? Learn to meditate, and that will really help you be more intuitive in your process. That's a benefit in yourself when you can sense things going around or sense things happening in your environment, and you're aware of it. You can help yourself, and you can also help others. If they wish to listen to you when you tell them these things, I know it has really, really improved my intuitive intuition. I mean, I can just see things and just see the end of it happening because the intuitive intuition is gifting. Yeah, I may have a gift that may be part of my gift, but the meditation has opened that gift up and allowed it to flow to the point where I can see these things and be a conscious aware of things that are happening around me and things I see in society and pretty much know what the next step is going to be. And that comes from the intuitive intuition, okay? Now, that's just a few things, beloved ones, that that you can do to improve your quality of life. And, you know, back to the society as a whole, and that is what you really want to do to be able to help society. Now, I must admit, when I first got initiated to do meditation, to learn meditation, I did it for a selfish reason, okay? I did it because I was concerned about improving the quality of my life. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with you wanting to improve the quality of your individual life, because now I realize that if I improve the quality of my individual life, it has an effect on other people as well, okay? It has affected other people outside of you. So now, over the years, after practicing all this time, I have now realized that my individual practice not only is bringing enhancement to my life, but it's also affecting people around me, affecting people in my group. They too benefit from me doing this program, even if they're not doing it. I'm always trying to encourage people to learn to meditate as well. But even for those who have not been willing to open themselves up or to take that step to learn meditation, then I'm telling you, it will help not only you, but help society as a whole. And that's what I'm really, now why I push meditation at the level that I do, to encourage people to do it. And I'm going to really step it up to really get people more, or try to get people to really begin to do this, because this is going to be one of the ways that we can try to bring some normalization back to society as we go into this new shift. Which, you know, beloved ones, there's a lot of chaos going on in society, and a lot of things are being uncovered, and a lot of things are being exposed. And a lot of this stuff that's happening is also because of the shift that is taking place on the planet. There is a spiritual shift taking place. We are shifting from three-dimensional thinking into our fifth state of consciousness. That is happening. And in that process, there's a lot of change that has to take place before we can get to that level. So a lot of things that you're seeing is part of the shift. Not only are things shifting out in society, but things are shifting and changing inside of us. And our consciousness, not only in our conscious of thought, but in our physical bodies. Our physical bodies are getting prepared to get ready to go into that higher state of consciousness where the vibration is high. And your physical body has to be able to adapt to this new consciousness and awareness, because when you get to your fifth level of consciousness, beloved one, that is where you begin to be really creative. And when you really begin to take control of your destiny, you'll be able to bring forth your spiritual gifts, or to be able to do the things that you read about or hear about, you know, to be able to do. That's when you're really able to lay hands on and bring about healing instantaneously, because you're in that state. People be able to, at that point, you can pretty much read people's minds without even having words said. You'll be able to teleport. If all of you may be aware of that concept, if it's something that may interest you, yes, you'll be able to teleport and go and do and be. Now, teleportation is not new neither. There's people that's doing it, people who have done it. Even back in, you know, times of Jesus, Jesus' grandmother, St. Anna, was teleporting all over Africa and all through that region of the world at will. Okay, so that's not new. But because she was in the fifth dimension. Now, as we as group come to the point where we begin to move into that fifth dimensional thought and dimension consciousness, we will begin to see things happening. So everything that's happening in the world is not necessarily just because it's bad stuff. It's just a change that's happening and bringing forth that deal. Okay, but we want to prepare ourselves and allow ourselves to be more prepare for that. So meditation is one of those processes that's helping us to grow consciously and helping us to have a higher experience in our lives. And that is what we need to do, to have that high experience and become more open and receptive to the things around us and be aware. So if you're not meditating yet, beloved ones, I hope that this day's lesson has given you some insight at least giving you some awareness or give you some idea of how you want to go about and research about learning how to meditate. You should do it because it's important to do it, okay? Like I said, I'm not pushing any specific type. Yes, I am a TM person. I believe TM is powerful. I found it to be one of the most powerful forms for me, okay? It works for me. You may find some other form that works for you, and God bless, and hopefully you would do it. But the key is regularity. Regardless of what you learn and how you do it, you have to do it with regularity. Morning and evening makes a difference, okay? That will do it. I know people who have learned TM, they do it in the morning, some mornings, some days they don't. And they're not getting what they want out of life, but they're getting having some effect. Doing it sometimes is better than doing it in no time, but if one were to practice TM or do their program twice a day, they will see a difference in the quality of their life. Promise you, beloved one, that's worked. I'm doing it for 44 years. I'm telling you something from experience, okay? So you need to be able to do that. Now, before I close, you know, I always have to remind you, beloved one, because as the minister part of myself, I have to remind you that you are a human being you are a spiritual being having a human experience. You are. You're a spiritual being having a human experience. You are a child of God. You are a child of God. And when I say you're a child of God, that says that your spiritual makeup and your spiritual DNA inside of you, your I am present, is connected to the creator who created the universe. So you have the same DNA structure spiritually as the creator who created the universe. And it has been implanted in you and has been given to you as a child of God. So that means that you have all the rights and all the opportunity to enjoy all of the opulence that the planet has to offer. And beloved one, there is no lack of opulence on the planet, just a lack of faith to people to believe that there is living in a scarcity consciousness. There is plenty of everything here for us to obtain. And the Creator wants you to have it here. That is your universal God parents. So your universe wants the best for you and wants you to bring about that which is for your highest good. And I tell you every week that you are God and you are goddesses in the flesh. And let no one tell you that that's a blasphemy thought or thought that you shouldn't have or thought that you should be. Yes, you are gods and goddesses. The same DNA structure inside of you is the DNA structure of the creator who created the universe. So you are part of that, okay? So you make a difference. So start living up to your potential, beloved ones, and start being that which you were intended to be, okay? Now, we're going to close out with a prayer. Hopefully today has been a good lesson for you and that you have gained much from that. If you haven't had an opportunity to go to my website, please do that. Okay, www.theholisticministries.com. But, Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thank you for this wonderful opportunity to be able to share. I thank you, God, for using me as a vessel to be able to bring this message to my beloved ones out there in the listening audience that all will gain and take from this lesson something that is for their highest good and that they will utilize it to improve the quality of their life. And I know, beloved, I am present. That is the purpose for me to be able to be on the air, to be able to have this voice come through to bring and to help to enhance those beloved ones that's there. So we pray that they gain something and learn something this week that will help them in their lives. We pray that they will have a safe and blessed week, that their temples will be well protected, their physical body, their mental, their mind will be protected, and that they will grow and have the spiritual experience they so desire this week, and they will be blessed and grateful and full of opulence and full of great health and relationships. All will work out for the best. So we say thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful, and so it is. Thank you, beloved one. Thank you. I am so grateful for you. Peace and love.